Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
What's going on in Houston? What's going on in Houston with that quarterback named Deshaun Watson? What the heck is Jack Easterby up to? I don't know. Why don't we ask former NFL punter Pat McAfee what's going on in Houston with the Houston Texans and Deshaun Watson?
I have a feeling, though, that this guy that I'm wearing right on my chest, old Jack Easterby, is going to have something to say to this. Him and Deshaun potentially going to pray their way back into the good graces of each other. Maybe they will get the Houston Texans into a good position, but it seems like the more and more we talk about it, the more and more the days go by, the more and more information that gets handed out that Deshaun Watson's okay going to the Jets, the Dolphins, or the Panthers, the more and more it feels like the Houston Texans might be forced to trade this guy or not have a quarterback for the entire season.
Jets, Dolphins, Panthers, right? I mean, I'm not real sure about Deshaun and Jack praying together and Deshaun getting back in good graces with the team via Jack Easterby. I think he was having a little fun there, a little tongue-in-cheek. But nonetheless, he did mention three teams. And those three teams, I think right now, are the three favorites that I would say are dabbling in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes, so to speak.
Carolina's in there, huh?
I did a little digging here. Miami, the Miami Dolphins, their owner, Steve Ross, is quoted as saying would undoubtedly encourage his decision makers to make a push for Deshaun Watson. And if you look at Miami, show, the haul that the Dolphins would have to give up for Watson, it wouldn't set them back. Right, they've already got wide receivers Devontae Parker, tight end Mike Gesicki, wide receiver Preston Williams, and wide receiver Lynn Bowden Jr., who's more of your hybrid skilled player on offense, a little Percy Harvin type of player. No disrespect, Percy, he's not on your level, but that type of player. So they're not as bad off at the wide receiver position as I thought. And if they traded for Deshaun Watson, they would still have multiple mid round picks to address some issues at wide receiver, the issue they have at center. And they're already talking about addressing the running back issue with what's the little Green Bay running back, Williams? Little 33 for the Green Bay Packers, right?
Something Williams.
I think they're in conversations with him about signing him out of – I think he's a free agent this year. I'm telling you, Miami is the leader in the clubhouse, but the one that's making the push is Carolina. Carolina's the one making the push. They appear to be positioning themselves to be a major player in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. They cut four players to free up $25.7 million in cap space. They renegotiated center Matt, how do you say that name, Paredes? How do you say it, you think?
That's good. You asking, show?
Yeah, we need to call Sean Pendergast or something. They renegotiated their center's contract to save another $5 million in cap space.
They don't give a damn about this damn center.
Come on, man. I mean, they're obviously looking forward to moving on from Teddy Bridgewater. Again, their owner is reportedly fairly consumed by landing Watson. You know damn good and well Watson would love to go play in Carolina and have Joe Brady pulling the strings. Carolina appears to be positioning themselves where they could make a serious move to get Deshaun Watson, regardless of what it's going to take.
My man Nick Wilson, who does afternoons in Carolina, he said, I talked to him, listened to him. He said, and I quote, like, their owner is hot in the pants to get Deshaun Watson. Like, those were his words, hot in the pants
to get Deshaun Watson.
It would do whatever it took possible.
They should.
It was possible.
They should.
To go get it.
They absolutely, right, they absolutely should. I'd be hot in the pants for Deshaun Watson, too. Hell, I'm hot in the pants, and I'm an afternoon radio host. Easy. I'd like for him to come on the damn show. If I was an owner, if I was an owner with my pockets to my ankles and an open checkbook,
Dave Tepper, he's ready.
You damn right, I'd be hot in the britches. I'd be hot in the britches for Deshaun Watson. Why wouldn't
it really you? Penetrates it a little bit harder?
The other player, the New York Jets, in this conversation,
obviously.
I think they're sitting tight for now so that they can buy some time to evaluate Sam Darnold. Look, I think Sam Darnold is going to fit perfect in that Shanahan offense. I think if they, I think the best move for the New York Jets would be to trade that number two overall pick and ride right now with Sam Darnold instead of mortgage your future for Deshaun Watson, and you'd essentially be Texans 2.0. Blue 80, easy, white 90. All right, show. If the Texans do indeed move on from Deshaun Watson to one of the above teams that I just mentioned, and they acquire a top 10 pick, I don't care if it's 2, 3, or 8. What is it, 8 in Carolina?
Yeah, that's 8 in Carolina.
If they do, and they acquire one of those top 10 picks in the 2021 draft, there'll be pressure from a lot of people and a lot of conversation about them needing to draft a quarterback. You got to draft your next franchise quarterback. And I'm here to tell you, Nick Caserio, if you're listening, don't do it. Don't do it. The one thing that you can do to make this situation worse is to compound the problem of Deshaun Watson leaving by guessing wrong and using a top 10 pick on a quarterback that should not be in the conversation as a top 10 pick.
And you don't think any of the quarterbacks that they could get is someone they should take a look at?
No, I don't think. Trevor Lawrence to me is the – and I'm not a big Trevor Lawrence guy, but Trevor Lawrence to me is the only guy in this draft that you shut down the shop. That's my number one guy. Hell, you can put it on billboards 2 weeks before the draft starts, but that's going to be your guy. You can work a deal out right now with Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. That's my guy. And I think it would be silly for anyone to question that pick. Now, it may or may not work out, but when I look at Trevor Lawrence, I do believe that he's a top 10 quarterback draft pick. I don't think he should be mentioned in Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck type of prospect range, but I do think he's a top 10 no-brainer. And my guy, Daniel Jeremiah, he dropped his top 50 prospects in the 2021 draft from NFL.com. Dude does a great job, does a thorough job, more importantly. He's a former quarterback, so he sees the lens through the same – he sees the game through the same lens that I see the game through. And he dropped his 50 prospects. So I want you to check this comp, right? And so this is not my opinion. This is a guy that gets paid. He's arguably the best in the business, in the media business, at evaluating talent, in particular quarterbacks, okay? I want you to tell me how you can justify one of these guys being a lock first, top 10 first-round draft pick, and the other one – I'm sorry, let me back up. I want you to tell me how both of these guys are top 10 draft picks by his evaluation. Trevor Lawrence, this is Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network. This is his scouting report, his evaluation. Trevor Lawrence, tall, long, athletic, ball explodes out of his hand, excellent touch and placement, can really drive the ball down the field, ability to layer the ball, accuracy is excellent, impressive decision making, dangerous runner, ready to start right away, tools to emerge as a top five player at his position. Those are the positives, right? I don't need to get into the negatives because it obviously would be slanted towards Trevor Lawrence advantage too. Here's Wilson. Here's Zach Wilson's positives, right? Excellent athlete. Generates wow plays. Dynamic throwing motion. extremely accurate from various arm angles and platforms. A lot of RPMs on his ball. Incredible throws while fading away with both feet off the ground. Can drive the ball to the boundary. Uses his quickness and creativity to buy time for routes. His upside is enormous. Did you see any difference in those two positives? Just a list of positives in an evaluation?
A few.
You look at Trevor Lawrence and the things that translate to the NFL. Excellent touch and placement. The ability to layer the football. Accuracy is excellent. Impressive decision making.
That was the one that sticks
ready
out.
Ready to start right away. Right? Tools to emerge as a top five player at that position. That's a top 10 pick. That's a franchise quarterback before he ever straps the cleats on in the NFL. Let me tell you about Wilson, right? The things that stick out. I'm gonna tie something together here. Wilson's positives, extremely accurate from various arm angles and platforms, incredible throws while fading away with both feet off the ground, uses quickness and creativity to buy time for routes. Those are the three best positives that he has. Now let me hit you with his negatives, and you tell me if they're not tied together. Average height, lean slash narrow frame, will need to limit the QB run game due to lack of size. Durability is the only major concern. Already had shoulder surgery, doesn't have the ideal frame. You see where I'm going with this?
Hard for him to be able to pull some of his positive traits off.
His most positive traits, show, lead to his most detrimental negatives. Like, directly lead to the issues he has. His style of play and his body, the way he's built, the way he's built does not match his style of play, and it all leads to injuries.
And it makes you wonder, with this uptick in competition, and it will be uptick.
Yeah.
From what he was playing in.
Yeah.
Can he pull off some of those things? Extremely accurate from various arm angles and platforms. Incredible throws fading away. Can you still pull incredible throws fading away with Marcus Peters in coverage as opposed to whoever that was that Coastal Carolina
look
had
here
in coverage?
Show it's simple, man. The windows are more narrow, right? The cushion's tighter. The man-to-man coverage is tighter. The fronts are faster, and everything I just read about Zach Wilson gives me this is Daniel Jeremiah. This is one of the most respected quarterback evaluators in the game, right? He's my go-to. These aren't my evaluations. I'm reading his evaluations and I'm going, it don't add up. Nowhere in his positives do I see you can layer the football. Great footwork. Unbelievable for throwing the ball on time.
Great decision maker.
Great decision maker. Cerebral player. Like thicker build that will allow you to take the hits in the NFL. Those are all things that you have to have to go, boom, that's a top 10 pick right there. That's a number two overall pick right there. Here's the keys to my organization. And you don't have them. This is Baker Mayfield. This is Baker Mayfield with a little bit more leaner body, with a little taller frame. Yeah, he went number one, but what's he doing now? That mess don't work. My point is he's in a run first game manager role right now, and if he can accept it, he'd be great. Shouldn't have been drafted. Game managers don't get drafted
number one,
top
number
ten,
two.
Baby. You know what I mean? Like Cleveland can't put the game on his shoulders and go, you got to throw it 50 times to win this thing, baby. You can't do it. He should have never been a top 10 pick, and I'm a Baker Mayfield guy. The point is Zach Wilson is more Baker Mayfield than he is anybody else. He's more Baker Mayfield than he is Pat Mahomes. He's more Baker Mayfield than he is Deshaun Watson, any of the other guys. There's major concerns with Zach Wilson. If you're the Houston Texans and you trade Deshaun Watson and you get a top 10 pick, do not rush the process of finding the next quarterback. Zach Wilson ain't it.
Where the hell is J.J. Watt going? We may have figured out where he is not going. One of the leading spots people think he could land, it's over. We'll tell you what that is next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Oh, God. Clint Sterner and the Show here with you. J.J. Watt, where is he going? Where is he going? I feel like maybe there's a spot that many people, and I think they were one of the leaders in the clubhouse, the Pittsburgh Steelers, in the thought of that's where J.J. may go. The team president, Art Rooney II, came out and said, hey, we want to bring back Ben Roethlisberger. To me, Clint, I think that just X them right off the list. I know that J.J. is looking, I would believe that J.J. is looking to win a championship and go to a place where he can win a championship. And to me, if they are saying, all right, man, this year and next year, it's Ben, or if it ain't Ben, it's start over and bring in a new guy, I just cannot believe that is a spot. Even if his brothers Derek and TJ Watt are there, I can't believe that is a spot that J.J. Watt is going to try to play.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's down the list any way you slice it. I think he would like to play with his brothers, but I think he would like tenfold to play with a contender and maybe compete with his brother with the number of sacks, right? I mean, J.J. Watt's tired of beating his head against the wall and being a guy that has to catch double and triple teams. Ever since Clowney's left town, he's had a hard time, and he's still catching those, but he's had a hard time with a 1-2 punch that could take the pressure off, right? And so I think he's more excited about getting in an organization that, one, is a contender, and two, he's not the only guy on the front that you can slide to and completely, you know, eliminate him from the – because he's at a point now where it's a lot easier now to take him out of the ballgame than it once was. Used to, you couldn't do it at all. Now you can if you dedicate enough heads to him, right? So, I look at it, man, that like the dynamic of Roethlisberger being in Pittsburgh, I don't think it's a Roethlisberger thing. I think you look at them; they're not a contender, right? I don't think
they could be a contender with Ben.
Do I think they would be a contender with Ben? No. Do I see where they or even JJ could give it a thought with Ben? Yeah, I don't think Ben Roethlisberger playing another year sets the Pittsburgh Steelers back. The problem is they can't run the football. Right, they can't run the football, and they were suspect on defense. Yeah, Ben struggled. I mean, mightily late in the season, but if Philip Rivers can go with a great supporting cast and take his team to the playoffs and should have beat Buffalo, if Peyton Manning physically, when he was throwing punts out there, can go win a Super Bowl, when Drew Brees can consistently win ball games, and Tom Brady at 43, I don't think he's fell off the way that some people do, but he's clearly never been a guy that wins with arm strength and wins with the ability to drive the football down the field consistently. If those guys can win ball games, I think Ben Roethlisberger can win ball games. Now, he's got to protect the football. He's got to have a good run game. They got to have a good defense. He needs a lot of help around him. I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders, show, but I don't think it's what the hell are you thinking in Pittsburgh?
No, they've got
with
a good,
Roethlisberger coming back.
They've got a good defense. I mean, 2 years ago they were Duck Hodges. You know, there's seven teams that can get to the playoffs. Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph, they almost got to the playoffs with those guys. But that's not what JJ's looking for. And to me, if I'm JJ, I sit back and I say, man, at best, in his own division, I think I trust two guys more than I trust Ben in his own division. I think I trust Baker and Lamar more than I trust Ben in his own division. And that's a fight. And that's a fight if you're J.J. Watt, even if your brothers are there to play with.
Do you think healthy right now, if you're a playoff team and you get to catch somebody out of their division, would you rather catch Cleveland or Pittsburgh?
Oh, I'd rather catch Pittsburgh. I trust Baker much more right now than I do Ben Roethlisberger. Like I trust Baker and Lamar much more than I trust Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, all day right now. Yeah, Ben is. Whew. Like someone texted in just now. 3 years ago, people were saying Brady was washed up, so maybe he's got some more. Come on, Brian. Come on now. This ain't a Brady.
Yeah, it's not.
Brady
it's,
and
not
Roethlisberger
it's not quite
the same
that
thing.
I see what he's saying though. I don't think that you have to be able to drive the football down the field. I think the silliest thing that I may have ever heard repeatedly, like people be passionate about, is Drew Brees' yards yards that the what is it yards traveled per completion or something like that, and trying to make that out like he's doing that because he can't drive the ball down the field or he doesn't have the ability anymore. Never mind that he's completing 75% of his balls and they're winning games and they're going to the playoffs. I mean, it's nice to have that ability, show to be able to threaten a defense from the line of scrimmage to the goal line, wherever that may be. It's nice to have that. It's a big time advantage. But there are a lot of things besides that that can give you the opportunity to win ball games that I think a veteran quarterback brings to the table. I'm not going to sit here and put any amount of my hard-earned money on Ben Roethlisberger winning a Super Bowl. But I'm also – I mean, here's the deal. The people that don't like Ben Roethlisberger, would you be willing to put money on them not making the playoffs next year after winning 12 this year?
I think their defense could carry them to make into the playoffs, especially with seven teams get in. I think their defense could carry them because I think they still got guys over there, T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree, and Micah Fitzpatrick. I like Stephon Truitt. They got some players over there. But
they got to run the ball.
But they can't run it. Their offensive line needs help, and their quarterback needs help.
Right.
I mean, Ben hurt them, so it just texted in. You trust Baker more than Ben? Hold on, show. You done lost your damn mind. No, I haven't.
Hold on, show.
Ben got old real quick. Real quick and inaccurate. And one of the things Ben used to be able to do was he may not be fast, but he can move and avoid people and make plays on the run. That aspect of his game is about out. And his arm is different. His accuracy down the field is not the same, which was a big part of Ben's game. Ben's not the same guy. And we saw last year, Baker, when he got Kevin Stefanski, played his best ball.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, guys. Well,
show got nervous.
Appropriately so. John Clayton is reporting J.J. Watt has narrowed his next choice down to three teams. He says it will be either the Bills, the Green Bay Packers, or the Tennessee Titans.
Wow. Holy horny. Really?
The Bills, the Packers, and the Titans?
That's what John Clayton is saying. Yes, sir.
God, the Titans one is the most interesting because if you just missed it, T. Sleazy, with some of his best work of the week, just announced breaking news. J.J. Watt has narrowed it down to three, baby. Buffalo Bills, Tennessee Titans, and the Green Bay Packers.
Y'all know where he's going. I told y'all initially where he's going.
Listen.
You know where in the hell he's going.
I think it's the Packers. It has to be.
If he goes to Tennessee, he's going to eat more. He's going to eat more triple teams than he did when he's a defensive player of the year.
If he goes to Tennessee, then we will know the severity of the I want to stick it to the Houston Texans that is going through his veins.
As bad as I think he wants to stick it to Jack Easterby and the Houston Texans.
Thank you. You'd set that properly.
There ain't no way in hell that he's going to go eat triple teams with that front.
Well, he's saying I got Jonathan Simmons.
Can you name one person other than Jonathan Simmons? Harold Landry. Good. That's better than I should have.
Jadeveon Clowney, I guess, is still there. They could sign him. Right, he's saying, damn it. But you're right. Green Bay and Buffalo, those were two teams in the NFC and AFC championship games. If he wants to stick it to the Texans, he's got these jokers twice a year.
Come on, man.
That would be like
he's going to Green Bay.
I would think
so. It's a no-brainer.
I mean, it is a no-brainer, but he does have Tennessee in there.
I know, but there's no way that J.J. Watt and his representation sit there and look at what's going on in Tennessee and go, yep, that's where we're going. Or Buffalo and goes, yep, that's where we're going, and overlooks what's going on in Green Bay. With all the stuff from his childhood, his upbringing, with where they're at right now, and two back-to-back years NFC championship game, nah, man, ain't no way. He's going to Green Bay. Maybe he's going to wear that green and gold.
We'll continue with the breaking news on the other side. J.J. Watt has narrowed his choices, according to John Clayton up in Seattle, has narrowed his choices to three teams. Where do you think he's going to go? Buffalo, Green Bay, or the Tennessee Titans? That's next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, if you just missed it, according to John Clayton, who was on in Pittsburgh at our sister station, J.J. Watt will not be going to the Steelers, he said. J.J. Watt is choosing between the Titans, the Bills, and the Green Bay Packers. And he also said, as a dark horse, the Las Vegas Raiders. But the top three, the Titans, Bills, and Packers, Clint, when you hear that, is it as obvious as where it's as what it seems of where he's going?
There ain't no doubt, baby. You're going to Green Bay. I mean, it's too sweet of an opportunity for a guy in J.J. Watt's position to pass up. I mean, you're talking about a team that's made a run to the NFC Championship game two straight years. They got all the pieces still in place. If anything, they're going to take one step forward and be back again. I mean, what the product I watch in Green Bay, I believe that they win because they're better than everybody else. They win because they're a better football team than everybody else. Schematically, they're ahead of everybody else. I mean, I really buy in to what they're doing. I don't think Buffalo is going to make another run. I think Buffalo is, of 2021, they are the San Francisco 49ers of 2020. I think that's my team that's going to fall off and possibly not even make the playoffs next year. Tennessee, I just think that's thrown in there maybe as a solid for Vrabel because I'm sure they have a desperate need and they may throw a little extra money at J.J. But, I mean, if he goes to the Tennessee Titans, he'll be eating triple teams more than he did when he was Defensive Player of the Year. It just doesn't make sense why he would end up in Nashville. Yeah. Now, if I were him, as much as I like country music and cold beer, you damn right, that's where I'd end up. Now, probably wouldn't be real good for my football career because I'd be.
I sure would.
I mean, that damn stadium that where they practice is literally 10 minutes from Broadway.
Oh, I know it is, right over that bridge.
That's it.
You know, I lived there for a little bit.
That's it, man. We could be in one of them old holes in the wall. One of them little honky-tonks drinking cold beer real quick.
So. Easy. Have a great time there.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. Where do you think J.J. Watt will land? It is apparently, according to John Clayton, who has been right for the NFL for a long time, he went on Pittsburgh radio and said it is down to three, not Pittsburgh, but Buffalo, Green Bay, and Tennessee. And Tennessee, to me, is the most interesting one. Because if it's between Green Bay and Buffalo, good God Almighty, what I mean, if it were between those two, Buffalo better be paying J.J. Watt $20 million and Green Bay one, if it is even to be thought of. Because it's home, it's close to where his lady plays, mm-hmm. It's close
untied,
to his family,
undefeated.
And it's his hometown team, right? And it's Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers, right? Like it would make sense where he would go. Tennessee is interesting because how much of let me stick it to the Houston Texans and Jack Easterby does J.J. have?
Now J.J.'s better than that. J.J.'s better than that. I mean, if J.J. No, there's no doubt.
Jack will pull a whole lot out of you.
But I mean, what he clearly knows that the Texans are going to be a dumpster fire for a couple years here.
Wouldn't mind wanting to stick it to him two times a year.
I mean, yeah, it's petty though. He wouldn't pass up an opportunity to play for Green Bay and win a Super Bowl to go stick it to Jack Easterby and Cal McNair. I just don't think
there's any chance at that.
No.
713-572-4060. You think there's any chance that J.J. I mean, he's got him in his top three, that J.J. Watt.
That's Vrabel. That's a solid for Vrabel.
For Vrabel. Yeah. But Vrabel helps.
I'm sure Vrabel's coming in there going, hey, man, we got Landry. You know, we can do maybe Clowney. I don't know if Clowney burned him enough already or if he wants him back. But, hey, I'm sure Vrabel's got a hell of a sales pitch, and he's probably got that checkbook open pretty with a pretty big number for J.J. Watt. But they have to, right? I mean, if he ends up in Tennessee, it has to be – and money's not driving him, but it has to be they made the money.
I don't think money's driving him. I think sticking it to Jack Easterby potentially drives him more than money.
No.
No, God!
I think it definitely drives him more than they get paid. Now, I think the ring should be most important. I think he will come. But, I mean, I just can't – I see that, and I see the Titans. And I'm like, what's he thinking with the Titans? Let me go over there with Vrabel. Come on, we could stick it to him. They screwed us. I can see Vrabel's sales pitch.
JJ probably
How many ex-Texans slide over
man,
there?
Man, JJ ain't worried about it.
JJ went over there. Clowney went over there. How many ex Vrabel.
Quisenberry. Didn't Quisenberry go over there?
Yeah, Quisenberry. Man, this is the place ex-Texans go to is stick it to them. Didn't Jones go over there?
Ben Jones? Center?
Yeah, did he go over there?
I don't know.
Making that up. I believe he went to Tennessee. Like, that's a place old Texans go.
JJ's one of the greatest of all time. He ain't
hell, he was washed up, but Andre Johnson went there for a very small amount of time.
To Colts,
Andre ain't never washed up, man. He was old. He wasn't washed up.
You're right. He just ran out of time.
That's someone texting show, you don't even believe that. Generally, I don't, but I'm telling you, the situation in Houston is so abnormal. It may make you think some crazy things. It may make you get some crazy things. Because JJ, like, do you think JJ sits back and looks at Tennessee and thinks championship contender?
I told you, JJ don't do nothing but look at Tennessee as that's Vrabel, solid dude, great guy, like to be around him, like to help him build that his team. I'll put you in my top three. He ain't got no chance. Vrabel doesn't have a chance. There's no way that JJ.
Green Bay. No, it shouldn't even be anybody else. Green Bay is the only one that makes it because the Buffalo doesn't make it when you put it up. Because hell, Buffalo to me is on equal footing as Tennessee.
Well, if you're going to entertain Tennessee, you might as well throw Chicago in there.
Oh, okay. Listen, crazy.
You might as well. You may as well. I mean, look, you. I know the quarterback's not the same, but on the defensive side of the football, he would have a ton of help, and he'd be able to sleep in the bed with his lady every night. I mean, because that's what Tennessee, you're not trying to win a championship. I like Tennessee. I think Tennessee's a playoff contending football team. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contending football team. I think they had their shot a couple of years ago and they pissed it away. I don't think that's where they're at. And I have a hard time getting to where J.J. Watt could look at them and go, yep, this is it. Nashville with the Tennessee Titans in the division with the Texans.
Derrick Henry and
that's where I'm fixing
the improvement
to go.
Of Ryan Tannehill that you all tried to convince me all year. He was so great. The improvement of him, the rest of that defense.
Tannehill had a great year.
With Vrabel. I'm just saying, like someone just texted in, the Titans, it's all about Vrabel. Show is trying to create a story out of thin air. He has them as his final three.
Yeah, you're right. You're not trying to make it out of
thin
air.
He has them
as
their
final attention.
Three.
Let's pay attention now.
Like to me, they're very similar to Buffalo. I don't, like, I'm okay. Just tell them that stick it to. Well, I'm telling you, Deshaun can't wait till he straps it up and plays against the Texans. I know you all don't want to hear that. But Deshaun cannot wait to strap it up and play the Texans.
See, I don't get that feel from either one of the guys.
You don't?
I don't get it from J.J. Watt or Deshaun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because Green Bay won't get to see him for 3 years.
It's just what Houston's doing is so petty. It's so silly. What this organization is up to right now, like you don't get some kind of redemption or some kind of feel good because you beat the team that Jack Easterby somehow worked his way to the top of and is manipulating Cal McNair. Like you know what I mean? Like you don't. There's no. Like what do you get out of that?
I don't know. I
mean, it's one thing if the coach was still here.
It may feel real good.
Like Jack
is still here. It feels real good. To be, because I like
that's right. That's right. You're right. Because they look, Jack and Nick, they'll be wearing headsets, man. They'll be involved in play calling.
Like,
and stuff.
I could just see JJ sacking.
Yeah. I forgot the kind of advantage that those two guys wearing headsets gives an organization.
I can see
that.
JJ sacking Tua or Sam Darnold or whoever the quarterback is, maybe AJ McCarron, sacking him and standing up and just pointing
at the box.
At the box.
At the suite, because you know. Suite. You wonder where executives sit in the game. You know where Jack's gonna sit.
Jack at the or go over to Jack because Jack may be on the sideline.
No, Jack's on the sideline.
He might be. He may be on the sideline now. Go over and point to him. Like remember the Titans or something. I could see JJ. I feel like JJ wants to do that twice a year.
I want to say
Green Bay has to be the leader in the clubhouse. Buffalo doesn't make sense. You can't sit there and say. Terrible ass Buffalo to live in. No offense to anybody who's from Buffalo and that's listening, but terrible ass Buffalo. compared to my hometown and home place where I grew up, where my parents Lambeau Field versus Rich Stadium.
Is that what it is?
In Orchard Park, yeah.
The fact that you know that, it's unbelievable. You talk about useless knowledge.
I know. I think I probably have every stadium name in the league. But anyway, Rich Stadium, the Buffalo.
What's Jacksonville?
Josh Allen. Is it still Alltel Stadium? It used to be. Anyway, but Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers, like, it's come on.
No, I'm
like
with that, you.
It's easy. It's easy. Closer to where your lady is.
Yeah.
But that Tennessee, stick it to them.
I tell you, let's hear from you guys. 713-572-4610. What do you it's like we played with Clowney, where Clowney was with the Tennessee Titans. Did you worry about him with the Tennessee Titans in terms of play? I didn't worry about Clowney. Now the Texans were a lot better football team. They're going to be moving forward. If J.J. Watt goes to the Tennessee Titans, does that scare you, having to play him 2 years, I mean 2 games a year, knowing the squad you're going to have?
That's interesting. All right, Tom, we'll lead off with you. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys, how are you today?
Pretty good. Look, go ahead.
Look, hey, I'm looking at that tweet J.J. put out where he was talking about the all the cells and all that. I did a little research on that, and, man, it takes you right back to where that cell – that trait is something that is only inherited from one place, and that's from the mother. There's no doubt about it. All the clues are out there. J.J. is going to be in the green and orange. He's going to be a Packer next year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I don't even know why anybody would think anywhere else. Now, if he did go to Tennessee, hell yeah, that scares me. Who wants to go against J.J., especially twice a year?
I'm with you, Tom. I'm with you. Green Bay's the spot, and I'm with you. He scares the hell out of me, even if he is a one-man show. And I think Vrabel, in order to talk him into Tennessee, would have to say, man, we're going to put some pieces around you. We're going to make a run.
They'd make some more moves.
Yeah, they'd have to.
Yeah, they're a playoff team, won the division.
But with Simmons, and like you said, Landry.
Landry's pretty good.
I didn't give him the love that they probably deserve. I forgot Simmons was out a lot of last year, wasn't he? Didn't he miss the playoffs?
COVID. He missed a little COVID action. Their secondary, they got to fix. They got good safeties.
Yeah,
their secondary's got to.
They drafted a corner early last year. They got a Dory Jackson out of USC a couple years back. They got some young dudes. I haven't followed them, so they weren't.
They weren't great.
Like I said, if a receiver can run 2 to 3 routes every time the ball snapped, hell, it's gonna be hard to cover them guys. They couldn't get pressure on nothing. I mean, didn't Tennessee have 19 sacks last year total?
Yeah, they struggled. They struggled up front, and then and defensively, it wasn't like you would think with Mike Vrabel, who had to start calling plays.
Well, the problem last year was Vic Beasley and Jadeveon Clowney missed the bed. Neither one of them finished the season with the team.
Neither one of them recorded a sack.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, when that's the case,
they played a lot.
Obviously, you're going to have a problem.
And Clowney played a lot. All right, we'll go to you, Steve. Let me hear from you. Your thoughts. What's your thoughts on J.J.?
You know, John Gruden and Mayock are licking their chops. J.J. is the perfect Raider. We have no pass rush. Clee Farrell, the jury's still out. Arden Key, you could build your team around him, and I think I would love to see him chasing Mahomes and knocking him on his butt and getting him dirty once in a while. He's a great Raider. J.J.'s a playmaker. I'd love to see him play for the Raiders. No state income tax. The defense is just horrid. The defenders, Trayvon Mullen and company and Abrams and Arnett, they can't be out there chasing down. We have no pass rush. Don't you think J.J. would be a perfect fit for that team?
Hey, Steve, let me ask you a question. If you're J.J. and you're sitting there with Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers to choose from, which one are you going with?
I'm going with Derek Carr. Of course, Raiders fan. I'm kind of biased.
Thank you for being honest, Steve. No one else in the world's going with Derek Carr.
He makes a good point, though, show of we need to look at these teams, these defensive fronts. If you add J.J. to Cleveland Farrell, and who's the other one he named?
Max Crosby, I don't believe.
No, but he's there.
But he's there.
There's one more. He mentioned somebody else in that defensive front.
They got a guy who wears 99 that's a pretty good pass rusher.
The interesting part is he looks
like Alden Smith.
We need to look at Arden Key.
Yeah.
That's what we just said. Yeah, you add J.J. Watt to that mix – I mean, you've got some legitimate inside pressure. You've got some legitimate number two pass rusher, some of your counterpunch type of guys. I wonder how many, like, I wonder what a J.J. Watt that could still be a number one threat in a front, you know, what does he do to those two, three, those three teams' fronts? We know what he does to Green Bay. Green Bay's got two edge guys that can, absolutely go, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you add into that mix, you can make some music. You add him to Buffalo. What's Buffalo got up there? Buffalo's got our guy from right here.
The guy, what is that man's 91? Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver. They got Ed Oliver
and Hughes on the outside.
Yeah. So I wonder if you add JJ to those crews, to those fronts. Like, I don't know that Tennessee's, they all make a huge jump, but I don't know that JJ Watt puts them in like elite company.
As we've said, Green Bay, even in that regard, makes the most sense.
That's it.
Because JJ would have opportunities to go one-on-one in a way that he has it here, because the Smith brothers, like, you can't just leave Za'Darius Smith by himself coming from the edge, and they can do a whole bunch of different things to that.
And they got the kid out of Michigan too. They got
Oh, well, he's a inside linebacker, though.
But a lot of times they put those two on the edge and
slide.
Oh, no,
you're
Smith
right.
Inside.
No, that's not Bush. Bush went to Pittsburgh. The other one, yeah, Gary or something.
Yep.
Yeah, he's an outside pass rusher, too. Yeah, he had got injured at points. But no, so J.J. Watt, the big three, is according to John Clayton, has narrowed it down to three: the Buffalo Bills, the Green Bay Packers, and the stick-it-to-the-Texans, Tennessee Titans, are on the board. Clint Sterner and the show here with you on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. I want to throw out a bet to you, Clint. You said something yesterday, and I want to issue out a bet, and I want to see if you're game for it.
Okay.
Yesterday, one of the big stories, probably the biggest story in sports, was the accident with Tiger Woods.
Yep.
And Tiger Woods had leg surgeries in his right leg, surgery on his ankle and his foot, but no life-threatening injuries at this point. I still believe he's going to win another major.
No.
I still,
what do you want to bet on that?
I will bet $100. I'll even put a timetable on it.
If you want to keep digging yourself a hole, go
ahead. I need more than 5 years. So I need 6 years within the next 6 years.
A major? I'll bet that.
$100
I don't even know if I'm going to like you in 6 years.
You don't have to like me. But just within the next 6 years, let me hold that 100.
I haven't decided if we're going to make it past two.
Wherever we are, 100. I love my chances. Tyler agreed with me earlier that Tiger in the next 6 years will win a major. $100. We have it right here on us. Shake on it. Shake on it. $100 on it right here. I feel it.
Where's that old beater been? We just shook hands. We just shook hands in the studio. Where's his old beater been?
I'm telling you, I'm feeling good about it. $100. I can't wait till you give it to me right here on air. That's where I want it. Someone here text in show has lost his mind. You said that the last time when Tiger was in there, sitting in there with his face all crazy after he was drinking or on those pain medications, and he came back and won the Masters.
Those pain what?
Medications.
Okay. I was just checking.
I know what I said. Damn it. All right, coming up, we found out who the final three are for J.J. Watt. I think we have an understanding where he's going, although there is a surprise team in there. We'll discuss that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.